cares if I do?
He isn't like that at all. I'll drop in and we'll go together. Let's say at noon. Settled?
All right. Thank you.
Задание А8-А14. Вы услышите интервью с известной писательницей. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Can you tell me where you were born and about your family?
I was born in Glasgow in 1920. I was the only child in my family. My mother was a music teacher and my father was a factory worker. My parents were rather strict to me.
Where did you go to school?
Well, it was a private school for girls in Glasgow with qualified and experienced teachers. The school was beautifully designed. It was a very nice place. We were all together, girls of all ages. It was like one big happy family. The older girls helped the younger ones. In my opinion, it was a good preparation for life. My school days were very happy.
Were your friends mainly from school?
Yes, certainly. The thing I remember most is the comradeship. The friendships I made at school have lasted through all my life.
And when did you begin to write?
From an early age I showed an interest in literature, despite my family background. Books were a great delight to me. By the age of 11 I was reading the works of the Victorian poets. Besides, at school I came under the influence of my literature teacher Pamela Kay, who encouraged me to write poems.
Could you tell me where you continued your education?
You see, my parents could not afford to send me to university, so I enrolled on a course in concise writing at Harriet Ward Technical College.
Could you tell me about your marriage?
I got married when I was 18. I was so keen to get on in life that I married hastily. My former husband was the first man to come along. He was 13 years older than me. I met him at a dance and afterwards he had bought me flowers when I was ill with flu. I was charmed.
Why did you go to Africa?
My husband was going there as a school teacher and keen for adventure, I followed him. It was long ago, before the Second World War. Within 6 months I understood that marriage was a decision I came to regret. My husband was not a kind man, sometimes he became violent. He rowed a lot. Finally, we divorced.
Those years were not happy for you. Did you stop writing during this period?
Oh, no. Throughout all that turbulent time, I never stopped writing. I twice won annual poetry competition.
How many years did you spend in Africa?
About 6 years. There was no work for me, and I returned to Great Britain during the Second World War. I was determined to establish a literary career in England.
Were you a success?
Oh yes, I served as General Secretary of the Poetry Society and editor of one fashionable magazine. I published a lot of poems and a series of critical biographies of literary figures. I worked hard.
I know that as a literary critic, you gained a wide reputation for your witty criticism.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Have you ever visited the USA?
Oh, I lived there for several years. Life in America provided the background for my many short stories and novels.
We enjoy the wisdom of your novels. They teach us to be kind, to understand other people, and to help them.
Yes, much of my work concerns questions of good and evil. I try to create disturbing and compelling characters.
I know that some of your novels are popular in stage and film versions.
Yes, my third novel was adapted for the stage and for television.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Can you tell me where you were born and about your family?
I was born in Glasgow in 1920. I was the only child in my family. My mother was a music teacher and my father was a factory worker. My parents were rather strict to me.
Where did you go to school?
Well, it was a private school for girls in Glasgow with qualified and experienced teachers. The school was beautifully designed. It was a very nice place. We were all together, girls of all ages. It was like one big happy family. The older girls helped the younger ones. In my opinion, it was a good preparation for life. My school days were very happy.
Were your friends mainly from school?
Yes, certainly. The thing I remember most is the comradeship. The friendships I made at school have lasted through all my life.
And when did you begin to write?
From an early age, I showed an interest in literature, despite my family background. Books were a great delight to me. By the age of 11, I was reading the works of the Victorian poets. Besides, at school I came under the influence of my literature teacher, Pamela Kay, who encouraged me to write poems.
Could you tell me where you continued your education?
You see, my parents could not afford to send me to university, so I enrolled on a course in concise writing at Harriet Ward Technical College.
Could you tell me about your marriage?
I got married when I was 18. I was so keen to get on in life that I married hastily. My former husband was the first man to come along. He was 13 years older than me. I met him at a dance and afterwards he had bought me flowers when I was ill with flu. I was charmed.
Why did you go to Africa?
My husband was going there as a school teacher and keen for adventure, I followed him. It was long ago, before the Second World War. Within 6 months, I understood that marriage was a decision I came to regret. My husband was not a kind man. Sometimes he became violent. He rowed a lot. Finally, we divorced.
Those years were not happy for you. Did you stop writing during this period?
Oh, no. Throughout all that turbulent time, I never stopped writing. I twice won annual poetry competition.
How many years did you spend in Africa?
About 6 years. There was no work for me, and I returned to Great Britain during the Second World War. I was determined to establish a literary career in England.
Were you a success?
Oh yes, I served as General Secretary of the Poetry Society and editor of one fashionable magazine. I published a lot of poems and a series of critical biographies of literary figures. I worked hard.
I know that as a literary critic, you gained a wide reputation for your witty criticism.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Have you ever visited the USA?
Oh, I lived there for several years. Life in America provided the background for my many short stories and novels.
We enjoy the wisdom of your novels. They teach us to be kind, to understand other people, and to help them.
Yes, much of my work concerns questions of good and evil. I try to create disturbing and compelling characters.
I know that some of your novels are popular in stage and film versions.
Yes, my third novel was adapted for the stage and for television.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.